Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
Hey, Dave Nason here, taking a look at Face ID on the new iPhone X. So Face ID, of course, has replaced Touch ID on the iPhone on this particular model. And a lot of people are out there wondering how Face ID is going to work and maybe how it's going to work for those of us who use VoiceOver. I have already set it up when I was setting up the phone earlier today, but I'm going to go through the process of setting up Face ID again to just show you how easy it actually is. I'll also take a quick look while I'm here at the general settings for Face ID, which are actually quite similar to those you'll see for Touch ID, and a few extras thrown in there as well. So let's go through the list of settings first, and then we'll move on to how easy it is to set up Face ID and record your facial details. So I'm gonna swipe right.
Face ID and passcode, heading.
So we're at the heading.
Use Face ID for heading.
Use Face ID for
iPhone unlock on. Double tap to toggle setting.
iPhone unlock, and I have that switched on.
Apple Pay on.
Double Apple tap to Pay. Toggle setting. Again, I have on.
iTunes and App Store on. Double tap to toggle setting.
iTunes and App Store.
Safari autofill on. Double tap to toggle setting.
Safari autofill. So these are all going to be familiar from Touch ID. The same things you could use Touch ID for, you can use Face ID for. It's a direct replacement.
Other apps, two apps, button.
And then you've got other apps, and at the moment I've set up with two of those. So that's one of my banking apps and 1Password as well I have set up so far with Face ID. And again, it just directly replaces Touch ID, which is great.
iPhone can recognize the unique three-dimensional features of your face to allow secure access to apps and payments. About Face ID and privacy, link.
There's a link there if you want to get more info from the website.
Attention, heading.
Now, here's a section about attention. So this is an interesting area. So people were wondering, what if I can't look directly at the camera? Can I still use Face ID? And the answer is yes, because there is this mode that you can switch on or off for whether you need to be actually looking directly at the camera or whether your face just needs to be in view of the camera. And they call this attention. So I'm going to swipe right.
Require attention for Face ID, off. Double tap to toggle setting.
So require attention for Face ID. I have it switched off, and something to note is that if you turn VoiceOver on during the setup of your phone and then do the Face ID setup, it will automatically set this to off because we're a VoiceOver user. The thing to be aware of course, is that it is potentially slightly less secure because your face or your eyes don't need to be focused on the camera in order to unlock your device in this case. So to be aware, you will find that it will be switched off by default. So it's up to you really if you want to try it with or without attention mode and see how you get on.
TrueDepth camera will provide an additional level of security by verifying that you are looking at iPhone before unlocking. Some sunglasses may block attention detection. Attention aware features on. Double tap to toggle setting.
And then there are attention aware features. So this is separate to the attention for unlocking. This is to do with, for example, if the phone can detect whether you're not looking directly at it, and it'll dim the screen, for example, of one of the things it could do. So it's kind of battery saving features, or it'll mute the sounds for alerts if it can see, you know, and notifications if it can see that you're actually actively using the phone and looking at the phone. Again, if you don't actually look at the phone when you're using it, perhaps because you're a VoiceOver user, you may want to switch this off. So again, trial and error, see how you get on.
TrueDepth camera will check for attention before dimming the display or lowering the volume of alerts. Reset Face ID button.
And then at the bottom, I've got my reset Face ID. So this is going to allow me to demonstrate the process of setting up Face ID. So I'm going to double tap.
Selected, reset Face ID, use Face ID for heading.
Okay, and when I did that, it turned all of the features that I had previously selected, it turned them off again. So I'll show you that now. So I flip through the list now.
Use Face ID for heading, iPhone unlock off. Double tap to toggle setting.
So now it says iPhone unlock off. So all these settings are set to switch to off now because I hit that reset button.
Apple Pay, iTunes and App Store, Safari Auto, iPhone can recognize attention, require attention, TrueDepth camera, attention aware feature, TrueDepth camera, set up Face ID button.
And I've just flicked down through the options to get to a button that has appeared there now called Setup Face ID. So let's select Setup Face ID.
Cancel button.
We have a cancel button. I'm going to swipe right.
Animation of a head gently moving in an outward facing circle.
So it told me that there's an animation of a head inside a circle.
How to set up Face ID heading. First, position your face in the camera frame. Then move your head in a circle to show all the angles of your face.
So it'll ask you to place your face in the camera frame and move your head around, and it will give us guidance to make sure that we actually know as a non-visual user whether or not we're in frame.
Get started button.
So I'm going to hit get started.
Get started. Position your face within the frame. Heading. Move iPhone a little higher.
So you heard the instruction there.
Reposition your face within the frame. Heading. Hold the device in front of your face at a distance of 25 to 50 centimeters. Position your face within the frame. Heading. Head position correctly. Starting first scan. Move your head slowly to complete the circle. Head 25, 38% completed. 50% complete, 62% completed. 75, 88% complete, 100% completed. First face ID scan complete. Heading.
So that's the first one complete. So it took me a moment to position the phone. I just moved it up a little, to the left a little, until it told me, yes, you're in the frame. It's about an arm length away from my face, if you want to know the position of the phone, to where I am. So it's, my arm is not entirely stretched out in front of me, but mostly stretched out in front of me, and that seemed to be the right distance, and I just managed to position it rightly. And once I got that sound to tell me that I was in the right position, it asked me to move my head, and it gave me a percentage number so that I just literally turned my head like a clock face, just so that it could see all parts of my face. I'm now going to swipe right because it does this twice.
Continue button.
So I'm going to hit continue and do the same thing again. I haven't moved the phone, so I should find it a little easier this time.
Continue. 12% completed. 25% completed. 38% completed. Reposition your face within the frame. Heading. Move your head slowly to complete the circle. Heading. 62% completed. 75% completed. 88% completed. 100% completed.
And we are done.
Face ID is now set up. Heading.
Face ID is now set up.
Done. Button. Done. Button. Done. Reset face ID. Button.
And I hit the done button, and now that button is now back to saying reset face ID. So that's how easy it is to set up face ID on the iPhone X. Once you manage to get your head in the frame, that's probably the trickiest part, but it does give you some guidance to help us help you do that. And from there on in, then you can choose to have it set up for unlocking, for using Apple Pay and so on. And as you go into apps that will allow it, such as 1Password, for example, it will ask you for permission. Do you want to use Face ID for this app? Yes or no? And that's all you need to worry about. So it's pretty easy to set up. And so far, I've been finding it relatively easy to use. I think the trickiest thing I've been finding about using it is maybe I need to hold the phone a little further away from my face than I would have naturally before. So that's something to kind of be aware of, and a sort of a behavior I need to adapt. But for the most part, it's been pretty accurate so far, but it's only the first day, so we'll see how we get on with it. But I think it's going to be a good addition, and hopefully I'll be just as happy with it as I always was with Touch ID. Cool, thanks for listening. Any questions, be sure to check out applevis.com and post on the forum. Thanks very much.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Viz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.